Who's this?
Thank you for coming back, sir. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. And your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Just to make sure that we're talking to all kind of people, can you, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay, over 65. All right, sir, now just for qualification purposes, what is your gender?
Male.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, first I'm going to ask you some questions about how often the you think teens in your school district use certain, you know, substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess, okay? That'll be fine. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor, okay? How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Maybe try once or twice? Once or twice a year?
I wouldn't have any idea. I'm sure it's one or two.
Okay, maybe once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily. Just your best guess is fine.
Once a month.
Once a month, okay. All right, sir, and how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis, any form of marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate, any form like hash oil, hash or hash oil? Would you say
same
never?
As above. Same as above. About the same. Once a month.
Once a month.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
I would say a minimum amount.
Maybe once a week or?
I had no. I could even tell you.
Twice a month, maybe once a month, once or twice
about
a year.
The same as the other two above. That's just one or two once a month.
Once a month. All right. Okay, sir, and next I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one, okay? If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask you for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess, okay? The first one says, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Would you strongly disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Agree.
Okay, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Would that be strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'd say agree.
Okay. All right. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Okay.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Okay.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Okay.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Okay, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Okay.
Okay, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Okay.
All right. All right, sir. We're almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? Okay, the other one says, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Okay.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Okay.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Okay.
Okay, parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Okay.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Okay.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Okay.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Okay.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Okay.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Okay.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Okay.
And most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing to do.
Okay.
Okay, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than, you know, their own children with alcohol.
Okay.
Okay, and using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
And the last one says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, only a few questions left, and we're done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, okay, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess, okay? How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Maybe try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once weekly, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
Daily, okay. What about how often do you use marijuana or in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed by your doctor? Never, try it once or twice a year, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Not available.
Which one? Never?
Not available.
Okay.
No answer.
Okay, no answer. No problem. Okay, sir, and how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Never, okay. All right, sir, and just a few questions, and then we'll finish. For so far this school year, how many times have you seen her messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say never, a few times a school year, a few times
never.
A month? Never, okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe yourself? Would you say you're white, Hispanic, or Latino, black, or African-American, Asian, South Asian, Asian-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native?
European-American.
Okay, so...
white.
Okay, since you're white, okay. All right, sir, and the last question, as a token of our appreciation, the Rising Rebels Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, okay? Up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to, you know, on your behalf. UC Hope DGF Activities Department.
I have not familiar with either one of them, but whatever.
Can you pick one UC Hope or DGF Activities Department?
UC Hope.
Okay, UC Hope. Okay. All right, sir. Well, that was the last question. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.